You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kosher Fest 2017 as we're here at the Meadowlands Exposition Center rocking it out in Secaucus, New Jersey. First day of Kosher Fest and the vibe in the air is insane. I'm telling you, you're walking up and down the aisles. They let the people in a little early, so everything is out of control over here. This definitely is the big kiddish, and we are podcasting from the Quality Frozen Foods booth over here in aisle 100, and this is an insane day. I wish you could be here. The smells, the aromas coming and wafting through the aisles of the amazing kosher food and kosher products that are on the market, coming to market. So many new and exciting items to talk about in the kosher world. Yossi, how awesome is it?
It's fantastic. It is fantastic. And I'll tell you, the best part about being in the quality, being by the quality booth, is smelling all the quality samples that are happening.
The quality samples are insane.
Do you smell that?
Yeah, I smell it. I want to eat it. My diet is out the door. I know you're upset at me, but my is going out the door. And it's a little bit insane over here. Just a little bit insane. But I do have to tell you, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, a special segment at Kosher Fest 2017 this year. I am Kosher Guru. We got Spielberg.
What's up,
Yossi Axelrod over here, our CFO and CEO, and Mrs. Kosher Guru will be here a little bit later. We have our website specialist, Avi Gay, website specialist Lang. Going to be remotely with us as he is rocking out our new restaurant directory. Did you hear about our new restaurant directory?
I am in love with that restaurant directory.
I am in love with it as well. Almost 1,000 kosher restaurants on our website, on a directory all over the United States and Canada.
I love the fact that we launched it with such an extensive listing already, and it's only going to grow from here.
I know. Day one, almost 1,000 restaurants, like 992 restaurants or something, more coming in daily as so many restaurant owners are signing up. It is really the only true kosher restaurant directory. It's free for restaurants to show up and come onto it. You can put your restaurant on it. You can write reviews, upload pictures, talk about it, tell us all about it.
Feedback.
It is really, the feedback that we're getting is what?
Insane. It's insane. It is like people are going crazy. They love it. Easy to use. It's just, we're getting also great ideas to add to it as well. So that's just, it's only going to go up from here, like next level.
Next level of insanity. Yeah, one second. I got to tell everybody, if you're not already part of our restaurant directory, if you haven't gone, go to our website, www.thekosherguru.com. Click on restaurant directory, and it will take you to amazingness. And now when I say true amazingness, I mean true amazingness. Where else in the world can you find a free restaurant directory of so many kosher restaurants, as I said, almost 1,000 and growing as the days go on? It really, really is amazing. You could leave your reviews, as I said, sign up, do what you got to do, share it. You're looking for some ideas, you want to get some reviews of it, just go have some fun with it. Don't you want to have fun with it?
I want to. Plus, what I really love about it is that owners can just jump onto it. They add the restaurants. There's no, you know, crazy, you know, whatever going on. Literally, you can just jump on. You can claim a restaurant that we've uploaded already. You can add people. Can add reviews. Whatever it is, ratings. There's a rating system on there. It's
insane. It's insane. And you know what? It's open to the public. It's open to the public. Meaning, they're the ones that drive it. We don't drive it. You drive it.
Excellent.
But that is Mati Sofer. And as you know what, we're just rolling with punches going over here at the Quality Frozen Foods booth. We have to have a big shout out to our host of the day, the Sofer and Gittel family. Mati Sofer over here for making it happen and bringing down Team Kosher Guru to Kosher Fest and hosting The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, as we are live podcasting. Now, let me tell you something. I don't know if Matis remembers, because Matis actually enjoys the days, but this is my second year with Quality Frozen Foods here at the booth.
But just two or three short years ago, they used to schlep tractor trailers of chazarai to put up, and him and his brother and family, and they were unloading cases, uploading cases. If you could only see, and go to my Instagram picture, I'll follow them on Instagram, Quality Frozen Foods, if you could only see how freaking amazing their booth looks like. Matis, I don't know what you did, but you guys are rocking it out right now. You guys are like rock stars. It is amazing.
I will tell you that if you want to see what it used to look like, look at our original Kosher Fest video.
Yes, our original Kosher Fest video.
That has all the products. That was like everything the first one. They slept in with the boxes and the tractor trailer.
I don't know if you remember, but when they were reloading their trucks, I used to be outside hiding. As I was like, one went in, I took a box. Another one, I took another box.
We always wondered, Gabe, where all the stuff disappeared to.
After all these years, you finally found the answer, Marcus.
They always said that it was going to some food bank somewhere.
Yeah, food bank in Woodmere, New York, to feed the Boxer family.
The Guru Kitchen.
The Guru Test Kitchen. You better believe it. But where else can I get the best of Chopsy's products, Bodeg products, for just the price of the GW Bridge back home?
You're right. It's a fair point. I will tell you that it costed us a lot of money last year. We invested a lot into this design, but it is so well worth not having to carry and schlep. And which vendor, every vendor comes by and pushes the other vendor to the side and says, I got to get mine in the front.
Yeah, you're packed this year. There's no room for anything back here.
You know what? We went to a completely different format where we're highlighting unique vendors that we're exclusive with, vendors that either that we have exclusive contracts and are new and unique. We have a lot of items this year that are really, really different. For example, we're introducing for the first time to the kosher market a gluten-free cookie dough.
Gluten-free cookie dough?
Gluten-free bake-off cookie dough.
Oh, wow.
Called Sweet Lawrence. Introducing here today for the first time.
That's insane.
It is, by the way. I took it home as a sample. My wife served at Shabbos. No one knew the difference.
Holy cow. Now, I have to tell you something. You're very, very hard to get a hold of today and tomorrow. And I understand there's a lot of business and work being done. We'll speak a little bit about later about the largest industry elegant show tonight that you put on as a vendor appreciation. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But one thing, just while I have you over here, just explain to us, what does Quality Frozen Foods mean to the market? What does it mean to the kosher consumer from your family that started it to where you are today? Let everybody know.
Well, I'll tell you like this. I refer to quality as what you call an enigma. We're something different to every single person in this industry. So whether it be the mom and pop in Borough Park who doesn't have enough freezer space and we come and drop off 3-4 times a week, to the concession in the yeshiva, to the Chabad outpost in Spokane, Washington, to the customer in Mexico, to Europe, to Israel. There's something there for everyone. And even companies that have local distribution come to us to help them and assist them in getting their product literally worldwide. Tonight, you mentioned that dinner, there will be actually represented there all the way from Israel to Europe, Mexico, Canada, and throughout the continent of the United States.
Oh, wow, that's
so
insane.
It's something different to everybody, and it is something we actually take it. We don't just do it. I mean, certainly it's a business, and it's a for-profit, I hope. But reality is we look at it as a service to the Jewish community. Helping bring kosher to the masses is something not so simple. Everyone thinks it is. It's far beyond that.
It's not so simple. I'm working this year for a long time. And I do want to say, while I have you here, and before we have to get back to work, I have to tell everybody who's listening to us from all around the world that, unfortunately, America, we had two major natural disasters recently, the past few months. And what you guys did and how you stepped up to help the communities down in Texas and help the communities down in South Florida, call the kavod with the amount of pallets and trucks and food that you ship to help with the hurricane disasters down there. I don't know how you did it overnight and what made you step up to the plate, but you guys rocked it out.
I will tell you that I'm in my 17th year in this industry. Quality is around for over 40 years. It was the most gratifying opportunities that I've ever been presented to help out our fellow Jewish brethren, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. But I got to tell you, yeah, we might have been the people putting it together, but if I tell you that there was a list of over 40 Jewish companies that contributed and pitched in, and all it was a phone call. Guys, we're putting together hurricane relief. What can we do? And people came. Guys sent pallets and guys sent cases, whatever it was. So really, it was a joint effort of the entire food industry, and I got to tell you, to me, it was a defining moment. No matter how much competition that there is, no matter how much we fight day and night in the industry, when it came time to it, everyone got together and pitched in to help our fellow Jewish brethren.
I saw the pictures on social media. On the Instagram? Wow.
I know, that's how I was following it and seeing it.
Yeah.
And I had my friends over in the quality office sending me everything. I was like almost shepping nachas. I was almost crying as I was shepping nachas, because to see a what started out as like really a mom and pop, and I know the story out of your father's station wagon, and the way quality started and what they have just done in the past few months, not once, but twice, for unfortunately two national disasters that happened down south, was insane. So a big yasher koach, a big thank you. I want to also just personally thank you for bringing us down here today, broadcasting from your booth. You have amazing vendors that you're showcasing today. So exciting, from Dynasty to Artisan Gluten-Free, the Challahs, to Marzipan, to so many more. It really, really is amazing to be part of your team here today.
Well, happy to have you back. Helping that, I wish everyone could see what a beautiful outfit you have.
They can on Instagram or Facebook.
I wish they could see it, because let me tell you, of all the things at the show, you will be the most talked about outfit. That is for sure, hands down.
Located at the Quality Frozen Foods booth. Thank you, Matis Sofer, the man behind Quality Frozen Foods and the family behind it as well. We'll be broadcasting live all day over here. I want to thank you so much for everything you do, and we're going to keep broadcasting. I want everyone to stop by over here as you're listening and you are coming in over here to Kosher Fest 2017 in aisle 100. My good friend David Mizrahi, owner of Revolve and Eat a Pita, is actually just walking by, taking some pictures, snapping away. I do have to tell you, a good friend of mine down in Lakewood, New Jersey, is David Mizrahi. And whenever my friend Yossi and I go down to Lakewood, there's a few places that we do stop at, but we always make sure to eat at Eat a Pita.
I'm feeling a little threatened, by the way.
Why are you feeling threatened?
I thought I was the only one who FaceTimed you.
Oh, yeah, David. In the car, David Mizrahi's FaceTiming me. As we talk, and I need the GPS.
I'm like,
he's sitting in the car, you're FaceTiming me, and we gotta go.
You think you're Elton John?
I am bigger than Elton John, because I am from. I was Levona Kirshenbaum, the famous Levona Kirshenbaum, going on over here at Kosher Fest. And there's so many people walking up and down the aisles over here enjoying the first day of Kosher Fest 2017 over here in Secaucus, New Jersey. And the people are going crazy. The packaging, the products. By the way, we're going to have to take a break, because we're going to have to go over to the Meal Mart booth. But did you see the new packaging at Reisman's?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's really, 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 I can't put enough reallys. Nice. It's classic.
Got to give them
it's
a big shout
looking.
Out.
They put in a lot of effort, and it shows.
It definitely did show. They did put a tremendous amount of effort in. And we are going to talk about a little bit later the kosher twist that, oh my gosh, I look like a rock star, if I don't mind to say so myself, on the cover. A little pat on my own back over there. And of course, we did all the Photoshop and photo editing and everything else. Okay, but we are going to have to take a little bit of a break over here at Kosher Fest, as we are going to go do a spin it to win it over at the Meal Mart booth.
We got to talk about that wheel.
We got to talk about that wheel.
I hope people who are listening have seen that wheel. That wheel is crazy.
It is crazy. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors.
Quicksilver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall, or visit them at quicksilvercap.com.
And we're back at Kosher Fest. Thank you so much to all of our show sponsors. This is just an amazing day over here at the Quality Frozen Foods booth. What an awesome, epic time we're having here, going up and down the aisles, eating our way through kosher yumminess.
Absolutely eating our way through. Holy cow.
Holy cow, eating our way through. We just had an awesome game show over at the Meal Mart booth. but luckily I am not Fleischix yet, because day one we always do Milchix, that's the way we roll, and day two is Fleischix, but luckily on day one, that's what day is today of Kosher Fest, we bumped into none other than our good friend Brent Delman. And Brent is joining us here on the air with your host, Kosher Guru, on The Nosh. Now, Brent, tell us, you know what? You are the cheese guy. You know cheese. What's new this year coming out?
Hey, Gabe. Great to see you. So I've got a couple of new varieties. As you mentioned, holy cow, that was a great segue into what we're doing here. So I've got a Gruyere-style cheese.
Ooh.
Gruyere-style cheese. Gruyere is made strictly in Switzerland, so this is a domestic-made artisan cheese made up in the mountains of Vermont, green mountains of Vermont. So it's Gruyere style, very nutty, and a Swiss-style Gruyere cheese.
That is amazing.
That's the big thing.
We what
have
else?
Another cheese called Tilsit. It's a Danish-style creamy cheese similar to a Havarti. We've got some more crackers coming out.
I love your crackers, by the way. Insane. Now, not only that, the last time I saw you, you were kind enough to give me a package of crackers and jam. I honestly don't remember what flavor jam it is, but insane. The quality, the flavor, the way it just spreads beautifully on your crackers, the taste. I don't know what you did there, but that was insane.
Thanks, Gabe. Yeah, they're fresh ingredients from Vermont.
All
made in Vermont, yep. In a small farm up in Vermont, fresh apples. You probably tried the apple butter, I'm guessing.
Yes, it was the apple butter. Holy cow, you have a good memory.
The apple butter won best jam, best spreadable.
Best spreadable jam, yeah. There you go.
Here at the Kosher Show a couple years ago. So it's an apple butter.
Right.
With pure apples and maple syrup as a sweetener.
Awesome, that is amazing.
We also do a strawberry vanilla jam, which is outstanding. And they're made to pair with specific cheeses. All of my products, like the crackers and the jams, they are accompaniments to the cheese products.
Awesome. You have an amazing line. And if everybody is going out shopping this week, next week, whatever it is, you're going online, take a look for The Cheese Guy. Or you could go to thecheeseguy.com, also distributed by our good friends over at Quality Frozen Foods. And I just want to thank you so much for rocking it out in the kosher world, bringing cheeses that nobody else is to market, and really, really upping the cheese game.
Thanks, Gabe. Yeah, it's been great. I also want to mention, give a shout out to Quality as well. They send our products all over the country to great places, Chicago, Jewel Osco, down to Belden,
My good
Texas,
friends at Jewel Osco. I love Yaakov Yarmouth.
Seven Mile Mensch. Market.
Oh, wow, down in Baltimore, everywhere.
Yeah. They take us all over. So thanks to them. Thanks to you, Gabe.
No problem. My pleasure. Amazing. Baruch to you. Brent, keep rocking out the kosher world. And as I said, they're just people coming up and going through everything and going and going and walking past everything. But this kosher food show is amazing, 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 because we're meeting such amazing people. Now, Yossi, yep. I don't know if you follow the same accounts that I do on Instagram. Do you?
I'm not sure, but I really don't think so.
You really don't think so, but you should, because one up-and-coming superstar celebrity is Esther Klein herself, hardcore snacky from Toronto. I don't know how I fell upon her account. Such cool, cool stuff. As she taught me, word stoked. I never heard a girl use that word more than anybody else.
Never heard stoked?
No, this girl uses stoked like it's going out of style. I love it. I'm telling you, with the accent and everything.
You go skiing, you go snowboarding on winter break, you don't know stoked?
Man, I don't go skiing or snowboarding on winter break. My kids do. I stay in the resort and use the spa and relax in the kitchen all day. The sun don't shine in the kitchen, there's no snow, so I'm good. It's nice and warm. And we have here on our podcast the one, the only, Hardcore Snacky. What's up? What's
Woo!
Up?
What up? What up?
What up? What up? Welcome, Esther, on The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Let me tell you, how the heck did you start rocking it out?
Thanks so much, Kosher Guru. I don't know. I love snacks. I would follow other bloggers. No kosher blogger existed, so I was like, heck yeah, I'm starting this.
You are so right. Some of the Oreos you eat, some of the drinks, the videos, love it when you're in your car rocking it out. Very, very cool. Very, very cool.
You like that shtick?
Love the shtick. Love shtick. If you can't tell, you know, I was allowed to walk out of the house looking like this today. But I got the shtick. You know
what
I mean?
That's a walking suit. I got to get myself something like that.
We'll hook it up. Don't worry.
Okay,
we'll get
great.
It going. We'll
good,
get it.
Good.
So what are some of your favorite snacks?
Okay, all-time favorite, vanilla cupcake batter M&Ms. Those were fracking amazing, as I
awesome.
Like to say. 10 out of 10. Those were straight 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Yeah. On the hardcore scale, it's called?
On the hardcore scale, exactly.
I got it. Wow.
You've
let me
watching.
Tell you. I watch. It's great stuff. I love it.
Just the entertainment? Just so I can get a base. Like, where do Reese's peanut butter cups? Because that's my favorite.
Okay.
Where do they...
Let's talk about it.
Where do they rate on the scale?
On the hardcore scale?
Yes.
I'm a fan. I think I would give them an 8.5.
Ooh, 8.5.
What gets higher? Score gets, bars?
I like score. A little too hard on the teeth, so that probably would get a 7.5.
I just had a new tooth put in, so I'm good with that.
Okay, so don't eat score then.
Shout out to his dentist over there rocking it out.
Yeah.
Zindeed! Take good care of my boy. I got to feed him. You got to take care of his teeth. Seriously. He's got to keep eating. Now, let me ask you a question. How
sure.
long have you been on Instagram doing your thing, Hardcore Snacky? Where can we follow you? Because I know I'm following you, but let's spell it out for everyone to follow you also on Instagram.
Sure. You can follow me on Instagram at Hardcore Snacky. I'll spell it out. That's HARDCOR_SNACKIE. Hardcore Snacky. I started in February.
Wow, and I was just following your hat as you're doing it because that's Hardcore Snacking on the hat, so I was able to spell it out.
There you go.
I wasn't so good in yeshiva, don't tell anyone.
Secret stay with me.
Secret stay with you. Thank God no one listens to this, so it's great. All of a few 100,000 listeners just heard that. I'm in trouble now. Whoever's listening who taught me yeshiva growing up, you guys get a great job. Don't worry, it's all on me, not on you. Let's go. What are some of the stuff going on in the future that we should look out from you going on right now?
It's a good question. I don't know. I hope to be at some crazy food events and just be there, maybe help MC or just taste the food, be a judge somewhere. Kind of just taking step by step.
That is amazing. I want to wish you the best of luck. You're rocking it out. You're awesome. You're amazing. Keep doing whatever you're doing. Thank you so much for stopping by and being on our show today. It was such a pleasure having you here, and I'm telling you right now, you rock. Keep it up. I'm stoked to watch your videos.
Thank you so much, Kosher Group.
You're welcome, Essa. Thank you so much. And that's just it. People just walking by, Yossi, they're visiting our booth. They're visiting Kosher Fest. They're bringing their awesomeness to the Kosher Show. And you know what? That's what it's all about.
I love the fact that everywhere we're walking, we're like, hey, Kosher Guru, hey, Yossi. You meet so many people, friends, you throughout the year that you see each other. You haven't seen each other since last year. And just that catching up, you know, that camaraderie.
Right.
And those friendships, just rebuilding on that. You know, that's really nice to me.
Correct.
I like that.
And the amount of networking going on and people coming and meeting and doing everything. It really is amazing, but there's one person that just actually walked by and I pulled him over because this guy feeds my soul. No. I'm telling you right now, most people feed my stomach. This guy not only feeds my stomach, he feeds my soul because when he cooks, he doesn't just cook for the sake of feeding you. He cooks because he loves what he does. And when someone loves what they do, you understand it, you appreciate it. And that's why we have Zach Hess from the chefs from Brooklyn, New York. Zach, come on up. What's going
what's
on,
up,
Zach?
Guys?
Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
So let me ask you a question. I was actually in your bunker in the coolest commissary in the world that very few people know where the chefs are located. But we won't talk about your top secret, super duper duper secret bunker right now. But one thing I do have to tell you, we saw you. Well, I personally didn't see you, but I had your food the other night at a Castel wine event hosted by Royal Wine at the Bohemian National Hall. And let me tell you something. That was the most amazing fillet of beef I've ever had. Literally melt in your mouth. How'd you do it?
Thank you.
That I must say was also catered by T-Fusion Restaurant and in conjunction and collaboration with Zach Hess of The Chefs. How'd you do it?
So it's a very simple process. We vacuum seal it with a bunch of herbs and fats, and then we sous vide it. And then reverse sear it, and then
really?
Serve it to you.
Yossi, yes. Could you make that for me one night, please?
I gotta get it.
You gotta get in touch with Zach.
Make it like that. You've had food that I've made.
Right.
You've never spoken at my food the way you were about Zach's food.
I'm blushing. I don't know. Like,
you've had my brisket. We've done Two Dudes Cooking. You've tried a lot of my food.
Yossi, I pay you for that. I don't pay Zach Hess for that.
Listen.
Zach Hess feeds my soul because he wants to. You have your hand out at the end of the night like our CFO counting his sushi money.
Yeah, man. No, you gotta forget about the money, man. It's all about feeding the soul, baby.
You can't money with sushi.
Feeding the soul, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Yeah. You gotta put love in what you do.
And you do put love in what you do. So let me ask you a question. I know you personally. You're a great guy, and you know what I think
Thank
of
you.
And I'm telling you right now, this is an unsponsored shout-out to Zach Hess, who's just walking by, and I had to stop him. But where should everybody find you? What's going on? Maybe a Thanksgiving package, maybe something going on. Where can they find you?
So they can find me on thechefs.com. It's thech3fs.com. It's our online store. Basically, it's you can go, you know, one-click shop. I do have a rolling out tomorrow. Actually, I have a Thanksgiving package. You know, it's the whole Thanksgiving bird with all the fixing for about, I want to say about 68 people.
Right.
Nice. You know, it's $300. It's you're getting
all the fixings.
Yeah, but
everything.
I mean, for the mashed potatoes, I went out, I got some fresh truffles, some fresh Worcester truffles.
Whoa, talk about the mashed potatoes. Going back to the night, that mashed potato plate. And by the way, I did invite Yossi over here, but he couldn't go. So I took our legal and accounting counsel, which was Martin Cohen. Big shout out to our accountant and lawyer. He does both. He keeps me out of jail for the most part.
Nice.
And there a few nights when he couldn't help me, but I tried. He was busy playing hockey with, trust me, no, Martin Cohen doesn't play hockey, but anyway. He might watch hockey, but unlike me, we don't play. We watch. But I'm telling you, those mashed potatoes that night also, insane. Insane. How do you make those mashed potatoes? They're about truffles and everything.
Again, it's just, we just, basically, it's just, the process is very simple. It's just like everybody else makes their mashed potato, except that, you know, I put a lot of fresh garlic. I don't use that pre-peeled China garlic, only fresh California garlic. It makes a big difference to me.
We've discussed your process about when you, how you go looking for your vegetables, and
yes,
that's something.
Yeah. It's that to me, that is the job part of what I do, is sourcing my ingredients.
Yeah.
Everything else is just, you know, that the cooking part is when I play.
That's what you play.
That's when I play. That's really it. It's just I feed off of that, you know, but. It really is just ingredients, man. At the end of the day, it's just the ingredients. If you get the best possible ingredients, you're going to get the best possible product.
I disagree. If I got the best ingredients, I got all the fresh truffle in the world, it wouldn't taste like anything if I made it.
Really?
But you got those tools. Ingredients is like a part of what you had. Your experience, your talent, who you are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also...
Ingredients is a part of the picture, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but but if you have a little bit of base, if you have just that little bit of knowledge about, oh, okay, the potatoes should be, you know, shouldn't be overcooked, it's going to start taking on liquids.
So you know, we've spoken about how I love smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I could take prime brisket, throw in my smoker with the same rubs, whatever, and it would be like, okay, because it's me doing it. But you, like somebody like yourself, a professional, you're taking that same brisket, you throw it in the smoker, and it'd be like, man, completely different. It'd be like, yes, it's a better of whatever if I had a better, you know, the ingredients.
Let me ask you
but
this.
But it's still me making it.
Do you sing to your brisket?
I don't just sing to it. I call Gabe, and he sings to my brisket.
Okay, because, you know,
that's probably where I go wrong.
You didn't hear that. He calls his brisket Gabe because he wants to, you know, he wants to overcook me and get me done. That's what he does.
I mean, see, there's your problem. You got to name it something you love. You got to start with that.
You guys are spitting this so bad right now.
I'm sorry.
I don't even believe Zevi when he talks right now. And Zevi's a mensch.
That's it. That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
I don't get no cap, nothing.
Well, okay, we'll get you a cap. We'll get you a cap. Don't worry.
Who's your favorite nutritionist?
Tanya. Nutrition by Tanya. So, yeah. So, I mean, short of, like, singing to my brisket, I mean, it's just, I don't know, like, I get a feeling in the pit of my stomach with food, with meat especially. If I have a piece of meat, like a brisket, out on the smoker, I go with, obviously, like, my you know, my senses, I'm looking at the smoke, I'm looking at the heat, I'm feeling the heat of the smoke, because sometimes the smokers can,
right?
Sometimes the smokers can, you know, like, the temperature gauge can be tricky, placements and so on, so I really go through the, like, I really feel that, I want to feel the heat of the smoke, I determine how much oxygen.
How often
I need.
Do you put your hand on the smoker? That's how, right?
Are you kidding me? Oh my god. Actually, recently, I got a crazy thing. Recently, so I do a lot of, like, I go out to the woods. Recently, I took a whole leg of lamb. Leg of lamb and hung it over an open pit fire.
Like, I just sat in the middle. Like old school.
Yeah, old school. And it changed my world. Wow. It changed my world.
I live in Brooklyn.
Oh, man, it was so good.
Teasing me, because there's no way I can make a pit in my backyard without my neighbors being like,
so we should love this story.
My neighbors called the fire department on me. So I was starting up my charcoal chimney. My neighbors called the fire department.
Really?
Yeah.
And smoking that hard?
Well, you know.
Yeah. I had that before, too. And I live in a building, so I know.
So anyway, I want to thank Zach Hess, Zevi Weiss from The Chefs, my two good friends. They are rocking it out. I want to thank you so much for everything you do, the amazing food. Keep rocking the kosher scene out. We love you so much and everything.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you. One thing I do know that I need, there is so much going on over here. There's so much that's going on, and I'm eating so much. The problem is, Gussie, I'm like overeating. Do you feel yourself overeating at all?
Personally, I don't.
But personally, I do. So you I've always do tell me to stop, but I am eating.
I do.
But I think I need some help with my eating habits.
So today you've actually been really good, as opposed to like the last 2 years?
I have been really good today, opposed to the other years. You are correct. But I think that, you know what? Oh my gosh, someone right in front could actually help me with my eating habits. Who do we have walking past over here? None other than Tanya herself. Tanya, welcome from?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, New York.
We actually have 9 locations.
Tanya has 9 locations? Now, what's the official name? Is it Nutrition by Tanya?
Yeah, Nutrition by Tanya.
So tell us a little bit about, because I know I need to get some on the nutrition bandwagon. I got to watch myself a little bit, what's going on. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, what's going on with Nutrition by Tanya, and where we could find you.
Okay, we take guys like you who love food or women.
Love food.
We take even the foodies, and we get them to eat everything in moderation and look amazing, and you can still be a foodie and just eat everything in moderation.
That's the trick, moderation.
Moderation.
So how are you doing that? What are you bringing to the market for us to eat and to have?
First of all, we have amazing products like muffins and cookies and cheesecake and kugel and pizza and eggplant parmesan. And then besides that, we even take your favorite food and work it out in your life.
Really? Now, let me ask you a question. What locations are you in? You like 9 places we could find you?
We are in Bar Park, Flatbush, Muncie, Williamsburg, Monroe, Lakewood, Crown Heights, Staten Island. I'm missing one. I don't know. Williamsburg.
You got to come out to the 5 towns.
You said Williamsburg twice. That was in the five towns.
Okay. Yeah. Now, where are you located in the 5 towns? That's where I'm located.
999 Central Avenue in Woodmere.
Oh, wow. That's all the way down. I know exactly where that is.
You could jog there and burn some calories on your way to the appointment.
I actually live a few minutes away, a few blocks away, so I definitely can jog there. So let me ask you a question. Any new products, anything we got to look out for Tanya in the supermarkets coming out?
Pizza.
Ooh, yummy.
Pizza, eggplant parmesan.
Yummy. Love eggplant parmesan.
Potato kugel, vegetable kugel, muffins, cookies, cheesecake, soups.
Awesome. This is so exciting. You have amazing, amazing products.
What kinds of soups?
Ooh, what kind of soups?
We have a vegetable soup for now.
Very nice.
That is amazing.
Especially when it's cold weather outside, like a nice vegetable soup. Tough to eat.
And it's amazing
that it's healthy.
It is healthy, and it's amazing that Nutrition by Tanya is, of course, distributed by my good friends at Quality Frozen Foods. Love those guys. They are amazing to work with. They're so much fun. But not only fun, they are really amazingly professional. They are great, great people to be with.
We agree. We already like working with them a lot.
That is amazing. I want to thank you so much for stopping by,
coming on
the show a little bit, telling everybody about Nutrition by Tanya. And I think I'm going to have to try it out and get this nutrition thing going. I'm sorry?
We'll give you a discount.
Ah, you give me a discount. That's great. Love discounts.
I hear it's almost like a challenge.
It's almost like a challenge. You got like a nutrition challenge going on.
We love foodies because we can actually really help foodies. We love foodies.
That is amazing. Yeah. One day I'll be a foodie and I'll be able to be helped as well. This is amazing. this is amazing. I want to thank you so much for coming down on the air.
Thank you,
Tanya. A pleasure. Thank you very much. Enjoy. This is so amazing, meeting all of the beautiful, beautiful people from Quality Frozen Foods, which is the number one, at least in my book, distributor over here. And look who just walked by. Oh, marzipan rugula. Does marzipan bring you back to the days in Israel?
Yes.
Yes, see, you have to think about it. I think you're still dreaming about Israel.
I don't have to think about it. I have to pace myself about it. Like,
do you want some?
Do I want some? Not right now.
We're going to take this right over there. Are you kidding?
She's going to watch us eat it and not be dying.
Right, you know, she's not watching now.
So let me ask you a question. What flavors of marzipan rugelach do we have available today?
We have chocolate and cinnamon.
Chocolate and cinnamon rugelach.
Yes.
And they are fantastic. These marzipan rugelach from Jerusalem are distributed by Quality Frozen Foods, and you can find them at your fine local kosher retailer today, Yossi. Yes?
Which are your favorite flavors? Chocolate or kinamon?
Kinamon, or I love chocolate. I'm a chocolate guy. Really? I have to admit it. These marzipan chocolate rugelach, OMG.
I haven't tried the marzipan cinnamon one.
You haven't?
No.
We got to get you a package of the cinnamon, kinamon, of the cinnamon chocolate rugelach. What are your favorite? Which one's your favorite? Chocolate or cinnamon? Come on.
My favorite is chocolate. I don't eat cinnamon. I'm European.
You're European?
We don't eat cinnamon.
I'm American.
Wow. So what do you have on French toast then if you don't have cinnamon?
Sugar.
All right. Don't tell Tanya, though.
Don't tell Tanya.
Do we have any other marzipan products coming out soon? Anything that we should know about in the making?
Yes, we have a brand new packaging coming out.
Ooh, wow, look at this.
And it's going to be
beautiful packaging.
Stores. Yes, it's very cool and very, you know, brand
very
new.
Nice.
And very different, you know. It's a plastic box.
Look at it. Yossi, look how beautiful these
look. That looks really nice.
Yes, yes, yes. Indeed, it's very, very nice.
These resealable packages?
Are those resealable packages?
Yes.
That looks resealable.
That is amazing. Fantastic.
And it's much easier for people to recognize the red one for chocolate and the orange one.
Yes, 100%. Plus, you have the cinnamons in the picture.
Exactly.
That also helps me.
Exactly.
Because I'm not so good with the words.
But the American market, it was necessary.
That is awesome and amazing. We want to thank you so much for coming on the air with The Nosh and your host, Kosher Guru. Thank you so much for telling us all about marzipan rugelach that are available at your local kosher supermarket and other fine retailers distributed by my good friends at Quality Frozen Foods. I want to thank everyone for tuning in for another amazing segment of The Nosh, hosted by your host, Kosher Guru, and brought to you by Quality Frozen Foods, the number one distributor in all quality frozen kosher products. We will be right back after a brief word from our sponsors.
Reisman's Bakery began as a family-owned and operated business over 50 years ago and is still a household icon for kosher food consumers across the nation. From our tantalizing rugelach and pastries to our world-famous hamantaschen, Reisman's Bakery offers a full line of specialty baked goods to satisfy the most discriminating palate. Reisman's Bakery is under the OU Kosher certification. Look for us at Kosher Fine Retailers today and enjoy us with your family.
Of course, I fell in love with this all-new instant soup and seasoning mix from Spasify. It is Spasify. What is it? It's Spasify.
Spasify. Like
Spasify? Yeah, but Spasify. And we're here right now with one of the people and the people behind this amazing, tasty, natural consomme. Welcome on the show.
How are you? How's it going? I'm here at Kosher Fest having a wonderful time. Everyone's loving it. A lot of people here. We have a full house today.
Yes, we do have a full house today, and everybody is enjoying your Spasify. Tell us a little bit about what Spasify is, all of the health benefits, and why I should use, and why I actually do use Spasify over other consommes.
So I'll tell you, Spasify is an all-natural consomme. Now, all-natural, no MSG. We have only 10 milligrams of sodium. That means
wow.
We let you be in control of your sodium.
I want to be not only control my sodium, but so many other health benefits that you have. There's no fat, there's no salt added, no sugar added, no oils, no preservatives, and it's kosher and vegan.
You want to hear what I do, by the way, with consomme?
I'm sorry?
I'm excited to try this. You know what I'll be doing with this? Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Anybody who, when they do the mac, they put consomme in the noodles, they boil it. That's what I do.
Give you some good flavor.
Right? How crazy is that?
You can put it in your challah. Add it on your challah for Shabbos. It'll give
I have
it a
friends
nice
who do that. You're right.
Flavor.
Yes.
What flavors do your consomme come in?
Right now, we come in no chicken. We have an onion flavor. And in the works is a beef flavor and
ooh,
a vegetable flavor.
That is amazing. Amazing. So what is the history behind Spasify? How long have you been on the market? How was it created? Let's hear a little story. Let's hear a little background over here.
All right. So we just launched about 2 months ago. And the way it actually started is my wife is a vegan.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sitting there at home eating an instant soup. I mean, she still makes me my meat.
Thank God. There's still Shalom Bais in that house.
Exactly. Thank God. And so I'm sitting there eating an instant soup. My kids come over to me and they're like, Daddy, can I have some? And I'm like, sure, of course. My wife walks in. You're kidding me. You're not giving them that instant soup. You know how much sodium that has? That's 800 milligrams of sodium at least, plus all the other chemicals in there. So she got to work. About a few weeks later, she put together a no chicken, all natural consomme.
That is fantastic. What were you doing before you made this Spicify? Just out of curiosity, we always like to hear some background history.
So I actually grew up in the food industry. My father had a grocery store.
Where?
In the Syrian community in Flatbush.
Very nice.
So I've been there. I was working in the food industry since I was maybe 13 years old.
What store?
Kasky Foods.
Very nice. I'm not from Brooklyn. I've heard of it. Very, very nice.
It's a Syrian-supported grocery store.
Very, very cool. And that this product is being distributed by Quality Frozen Foods is even more insane.
That is right. It's through Quality. It's in many local kosher stores throughout.
Right.
We launched about 2 months ago, so we're on many shelves already. And if you don't see us, ask your local store. They probably just didn't get a chance to put it on the shelf yet.
Amazing. It's a pleasure meeting you, Tzadik. I really enjoy using your product already. I've only used the no chicken one. My wife has used the onion one, but I personally have not played with it yet. I'm looking forward to playing with the onion one. The no chicken one is fantastic. I want to thank you for joining us on the Nosh with your host at the Quality Frozen Foods booth. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Have a great day, and I would like to thank Quality for distributing our product and doing such a great job.
Trust me, I thank Quality every day. I wake up in the morning. I know that I still have a roof over my head, and I say thank you, Quality Frozen Foods. You guys rock.
I think most people who keep kosher thank Quality.
That is happens to be very, very true.
Yes.
That happens to be very, very true. That's why we love Quality. We'll look for you in the supermarket when
you
pick it up. Enjoy it. Have a great
thank
day.
You guys.
Keep
have
rocking
a
out
great
kosher
day.
Fest and everything.
Keep up the good work.
Yossi, I'm telling you. I'm telling you that everything that is going on in the kosher food world is happening here at Kosher Fest. And you know what? There is so much happening over here at Quality Frozen Foods. I am so honored to be here. It really is insane. I don't know if you think it's insane, but it's insane.
You see what's going on. I mean, we're sitting. We have a great vantage point. We're like at a crossroads here. You can see everybody coming and going, this and that. It's fantastic what's going on. It's just wild.
It isn't fantastic. And I recently, I know you don't read my articles because you're too busy, you know, making awesomeness happen. But recently,
sure, call me out like that.
But recently, there was the Shabbos Project, and I had a lot of guests over for the Shabbos Project. If you're asking me how many, I don't know, a lot. And
ask Mrs. Guru.
Yeah, ask Mrs. Kosher Guru. And when I had some guests coming over, I usually ask, unfortunately, in today's day and age, I had to ask if they have or their kids have any allergies or what we should be looking out for or to be aware of. And one of our guests said that their child had a gluten allergy and were gluten-free. And the Shabbos Project was with challah and everything going on in, you know, the community, I had to get challah for them. So I ran over to Gourmet Glot, which is right near me in the Five Towns. I was going crazy up and down the aisles. I spoke to one of the managers, asked if they have any gluten-free challah. And they brought me to the frozen section. And this brand new product that's being distributed by Quality Frozen Foods, boom, in the freezer section, it was the gluten-free artisan, gluten-free challah. Insane.
That's insane. I actually tried it here today for the first time.
How'd you like it?
They cracked the code.
I don't even know that it's gluten-free. I don't even know what that means anymore.
It was really good. And they actually had like a little jelly.
Right. OMG, look who's walking by our booth. Now over here, gluten-free artisan, come over here. Gluten-free artisan, welcome aboard. Miriam, what's going on? Welcome aboard. Wow.
Hello, Kosher Guru.
Hello. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to steal, and I'm giving credit, but I'm going to steal my partner's line right now. You cracked the code.
Oh,
you're
my gosh,
gluten-free.
So honored.
Well, don't thank me. He made it up. I'm just stealing it.
I gotta give credit
where credit is due. Let's hear a little bit about how you started, how you teamed up with Quality Frozen Foods. You now create awesomeness. Where does this product come from? What's the backstory?
Here's the backstory. I am a 16-year-old girl, and I'm diagnosed with celiac disease.
Oh, you go about
it. And like, you're sitting at the Shabbos table and everyone's eating challah and you're all of a sudden completely excluded from the Shabbos experience because you can't have challah.
Right.
So fast forward a couple years, I said there's got to be a solution. So I started playing around with flours and different combinations and I came up with this really fantastic gluten-free challah recipe. So I started baking it out of my house. We sold it to family, to friends, just, you know. And then we started getting inquiries from all over the country. We got calls from Manhattan. We need challah overnighted for the holidays. You know, all sorts of great demands.
Your friends are a lot better than mine. My friends will take all my brisket. Like, oh, it's great, even though it's not.
No, it is great. You make great smoked brisket.
They'll never offer to buy. They're just like, yeah, you have more brisket. Just let me know when you come over and get some free brisket.
Oh, my gosh.
But, right, your friends are like, actually, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't joke around.
I need new friends.
I do have to.
We can be friends.
You can be friends.
My friends.
But I do have to tell you, your packaging is so nice. The entire box looks beautiful. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Gluten Free Artisan. You are being distributed by Quali Frozen Foods, and you can find them at your local kosher supermarket, other supermarkets. At what products, let me ask you, your entire product line, I know I have a box right now in front of me, the gluten-free oat challah, sesame seed. What's your full product line?
Amazing question, Kosher Guru. We currently have 5 varieties of our gluten-free oat challah. We have classic, chocolate chip, which is great for the kids. We have sesame poppy and onion flake. And we look forward to rolling out some new products in 2018.
Awesome. We're looking forward. We're really, really excited to have tasted your product. I actually went out, as I told you, for the Shabbos Project. You saved me. You saved my Shabbos. During the Shabbos Project, I was able to have gluten-free challah at my Shabbos table, and everybody that was there, everybody enjoyed it, especially, unfortunately, for the person that had a gluten allergy, but it was really, really, it made the shalom in my house.
These days, you don't feel so bad for the people with the gluten
allergies. Not anymore, not with the gluten-free artisan challahs.
I feel happy for them.
I've had gluten-free pizza, and still do.
You can make gluten-free French toast now with it afterwards also.
That is true.
I want to thank you so much for stopping by, walking by, being on our show, being part of us. It is amazing to have you. Thank you so much. And we're looking forward to seeing you rock it out at Kosher and Kosher Market with Quali Frozen Foods.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see what else we have going on at Kosher Fest this year. We really have so much going on, walking up and down the aisles, seeing all the amazing, amazing products from my good friends at Poshka's to Ner Mitzvah to even other items that I have going on. But you know what? I gotta say, we even stopped by Happy Hearts, get a little L'chaim before, a little grape juice wine.
By the way,
I said grapes, I was trying to be, you know.
I think it was the funniest video of the day.
I think it was, we still have the rosé all day bottled by us. But you know what? I wasn't eating on an empty stomach, but I needed to have something with my rosé. And what did I choose to have?
Surimi cakes.
Surimi cakes it is. I love surimi cakes. Now, I think my good friend, Daniel Berlin.
Not as much as I do, by the way, because it's right next to me. So every time you're at Meal Mart, I've been picking out on all the surimi cakes.
I think my good friend, Daniel Berlin, thank God he's not listening right now, but I think he stole my grandmother's recipe and probably found it on my, hacked into my Quality Frozen account and took it because he made it 10 times better. Uh-oh. Daniel's standing in front of me. I think he heard that. Daniel Berlin, how are you from Dynasty?
Baruch Hashem, I hope your grandmother didn't hear what you just said.
No, thank God she didn't, but don't worry, she never made surimi cakes as awesome as you. She never even made surimi cakes. Let me tell you something. I know you do a lot. I really, really do. And I know you're involved in a lot with Dynasty, with so many products that are going on. But one thing that not only do I enjoy, but my entire family enjoys are surimi cakes. How'd you do it? What was the idea behind it? How did it come to fruition?
Well, we've been making surimi for many, many years.
Correct.
And the housewives, the people, they loved it. They were making crab cakes at home. They're making surimi cakes at home. And it's just too much of a popchka. And
right.
So what we decided to do is to make it for them. And all they have to do is heat it and serve it. And those that want to make it themselves will buy our ingredients. And those that really...
Who would want to make it themselves? I'd rather take your surimi. I got to tell you something. My wife, Mrs. Koshiku, makes a fantastic, what we call a sushi salad.
Right.
And we use your product.
Right.
Why the heck am I going to make surimi cakes when you nailed it? You nailed it.
Well, everybody, listen, I nail it, you nail it, your wife, I know, she nails it. And, but, you know, everybody wants to make it themselves and put a little twist on it themselves. So once people discover that... that they don't have to do it themselves and that we've nailed it, they're going to continue to buy it again and again and again. And the kids love it too. It's a heat and serve. It's ready for them. It's healthy.
I know it sounds a little bit, I don't know what the exact word to use, but yes, my favorite condiment on it is still spicy mayo. You can say whatever you want. You'll tell us if there's any other condiments I should try with it, but I love spicy mayo with it.
Spicy mayo just works. It just works. And spicy mayo works with everything.
That is very
spicy
true.
Spicy mayo works with everything. But these work with what your whatever your favorite condiment is. It works alone, or you can dress it up if you think you need to.
You should see the parade of people going by Daniel's booth.
The parade of people, it's nonstop. I don't even know how Daniel's keeping up with all the cooking of these streaming cakes. I want to try them. I think he has to cut them in smaller pieces because he wants more and more and more and more and more.
Everybody loves them. Baruch Hashem. Thank you.
Baruch Hashem is right. Daniel Berlin, Dynasty, being distributed by Quality Frozen Foods. I want to thank you so much for joining us on the air over here on The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you very much. Enjoy.
Thank you. Rocking it out. Rocking it out. One person that I do have to say that I actually enjoy a lot is Sauces. And that person that I enjoy a lot happens to have moved out of Kansas City to Florida. Now, my good friend, and I do have to say he's a very, very close friend. I wish he was a little bit closer, but Florida will do. South Florida will do. And who's not only rocking it out in the kosher food scene, but has an amazing restaurant, Backyard Barbecue and Beer, or I forgot the exact name, Brews. Down in Surfside, is now the pit master, Mendel himself, Rabbi Q. Welcome to the Nosh.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Thank you so much. But we're not here to talk about your restaurant today, because restaurants are what I do almost every day eating.
Also,
we're going to talk about your sauces.
Also, because he didn't bring any.
I didn't bring any brisket. My restaurant with me.
And you didn't bring any brisket for us.
No, you didn't bring any brisket.
I didn't.
But one thing, if you are not following Rabbi Q on Facebook or Instagram, you don't know what's going on right now. He just launched a brand new line of amazing sauces. He's got rubs being distributed by Quality Frozen Foods. Mendel, let's hear what's going on in the sauce world.
All right, so I have my Kansas City Classic sauce, which is a phenomenal base sauce, a phenomenal go-to sauce. Kids love it, adults love it. Everybody loves it.
Which one is the one, and I don't know if that's the one that's called, but which one is the one that, I forget the exact name of it, but you use at the competitions?
Okay, so that was my base sauce.
Okay.
Kansas City Classic. Then I got two new sauces that just hit the market, and that is, one of them is the one you're just talking about. That is my Sweet and Tangy Competition Sauce, which is literally the sauce I use to finish product when I'm competing in contests.
I can't wait to try it.
And I'll tell you right now, I've won contests using it, and not just that. What's even crazier is other people have won categories and contests using that product.
Wow.
That is insane.
That's awesome. That makes me very, very, very proud.
Except when they're winning against you.
You know what? It's actually kind of gratifying when someone competing against you wins something like that they learned from you.
Right.
But it hasn't happened yet. I'm sorry, man. I know you're waiting for it.
Why has it not happened yet?
I will tell you. I attended Mendel's class.
Yes, you did.
And I was hoping to compete and have a Negrillo.
Right.
And we had a conflict.
Yeah.
I went to Israel.
Also, I mean, I opened the restaurant August 3rd, and that contest was in the last week of August, and we were just slammed. I could not get out.
Big shout out to Haba Negrillo, because I was the host and MC of the event. It was awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
I only heard great things. I saw him. As a matter of fact, look, I'm wearing a pin on
my Yes, how about 2017? You're wearing last year's
because
pin.
Because he already has a spot reserved for me for 2018.
That is awesome.
That makes two of us.
So, yeah. that being said, and I also have my pomegranate honey barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
Which was Rosh Hashanah inspired. I was smoking brisket for Rosh Hashanah. I'm like, I need a sauce that I can, like, serve pomegranate honey. You can't beat it. First person that I know of, first product to do a pomegranate barbecue sauce on the market.
Is there going to be
everybody's going to jump on that bandwagon. No, but it's fantastic.
Is there going to be a Sukkot inspired one with citron flavored?
Yeah, for all, because I could afford to buy that many esregim.
Buy them now. They're cheap now this time
of
year.
That's right.
Buy them after.
The
save them.
Sukkot.
I'll figure out what to do with it.
I'll juice them. Concentrate. There you go. See, Kosher Guru, not unbelievable. Kosher Guru.
Yes.
Then I also have my newly released that distributors haven't even gotten it yet.
Something that distributors haven't even had yet?
More than just steak seasoning.
Uh-oh. That is going to be amazing.
That is incredibly versatile. You can use it on anything.
Burgers, anything?
Steak, pasta, fish, anything, pretty much.
That is awesome. I can't wait to get it. Find distributors around the world. You can find them on Amazon also. If you don't have it in your local place, make sure you ask for it by name. Check out Mendel today. Mendel, thank you so much. Rock on.
Thank you, Mendel. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to another amazing episode of the
Nosh
with your host, Kosher Gruen, Team Kosher Gruen, here with Spielberg over at Kosher Fest 2017.